Laurence Sterne, Life. Laurence Sterne was born in Ireland in 1713. In 1733, he went to Cambridge University. In 1738, he took holy orders and became vicar at Sutton in the Forest near York. In 1741, he got married. As a vicar, Sterne had enough money to dedicate his free time to music, painting, and writing. In 1762, hoping to recover from tuberculosis, he moved to France with his wife and daughter. In 1764, Sterne returned to London without his wife and daughter. In 1767, he met and fell in love with Mrs. Eliza Draper, but she left him to return to her husband in India. In 1768, Sterne died in London. Literary production. Sterne's first publication, a pamphlet called The Political Romance, appeared in 1759. In the same year, he began his masterpiece, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy Gentleman. The first two volumes were published in 1760 and made him a celebrity. Between 1761 and 1767, he brought out the other seven volumes of Tristram Shandy, which continued to be very popular, despite being controversial for their innovations in style and content. Sterne described the seven-month trip he made through Europe in A Sentimental Journey Through France and Italy, published in 1768. In 1775, The Journal to Eliza, a diary recording his love for Eliza Draper, was published posthumously. The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy Gentleman, published in 9 volumes between 1760 and 1767, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy Gentleman remains one of the most interesting reflections on the nature of the novel. Tristram Shandy has been defined as an anti-novel for its lack of traditional plot and numerous time shifts, or even as a meta-novel because it can be read as a reflection on the creative process of writing and the nature of the novel itself. Sterne attacks many of the conventions of the traditional novel, rendering explicit and transparent the mechanisms of writing, such as plot, chronology, the voice of the narrator, the readers, all the mechanisms that most other authors take for granted. Reading Tristram Shandy is a bit like watching a film and at the same time seeing the cameraman, the director, the lights, and all the artifices that contribute to the illusion of the film's reality. The story. The novel's lack of linearity makes it very difficult to summarize the plot. The text narrates in the first person singular, as the title indicates, the autobiography of Tristram Shandy, who's writing his memoir. However, the birth of Shandy, discussed on the first page, doesn't actually start until the fourth volume and is not delivered until the sixth volume. Instead, the novel largely focuses on small events and characters from before the author's birth. The tales range from stories about his mother, his father and his uncle Toby, to an account of his journeys, even to a discussion on noses. What the story is about, however, is a secondary importance to the way it is told. Stylistic features. The novel works to subvert the traditional roles of narrator, protagonist, and reader, as well as our perception of the story's time frame. Time. It doesn't proceed in a linear way, but is often interrupted and instead follows the logic of digression and free association of ideas. Perhaps the best example of the book's non-linear time structure is the fact that the preface doesn't appear until the third volume. The narrator, Tristram, is always commenting on the process of writing and on himself as a fictional character. Though he declares himself to be the novel's protagonist from the very beginning, where he described the scene of his birth, most of the actual story concerns his uncle Toby. The reader. We are addressed directly, usually referred to as dear madam or gentle reader, and even invited to contribute to the making of the book. Moreover, the reader is continuously taken by surprise. Often we expect the plot to develop in the following chapter, only to find that the text goes off in another direction. This is Shandy's logic of digression, the sunshine, the life of reading, as Shandy calls it. Typographical inventions. Sterne uses a number of typographical techniques to call attention to the materiality of the book and undermine the apparent naturalness of its conversational tone. Here are some examples. A cross appears when Dr. Slop crosses himself. A back page mourns the death of one of the characters, Yorick. A series of squiggly graphs indicates the progress of the narrative. A blank page is offered to the reader for the purpose of composing his or her own description of Widow Wadman's beauty. All of these are not only very funny, but show us directly the artificial nature of the novel and the illusion of realism that the traditional novel tries to present. In its formal experimentation, Tristram Shandy was centuries ahead of his time. It has been a great influence on many contemporary writers from all over the world, including Italo Calvino, Milan Kundera, and Salman Rushdie, and anticipates many of the techniques of postmodern fiction.